Almighty God, your Son and our brother Jesus invites us to live on his love and gives us the commandment. It is to love one another as he has loved us. For that we ask your help, for at times we can be unloving and harsh, even with our family members and friends. Please give us the abiding peace of Jesus, who chose us and calls us to be his friends. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and, falling at his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, "Get up. I myself am also a human being." Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him." While Peter was still speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the word. The circumcised believers who had accompanied Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they could hear them speaking in tongues and glorifying God. Then Peter responded, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit even as we have?" He ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love.
If you keep my commandments,
you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love.
I have told you this
so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete.
This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay one's life down for one's friends.
You are my friends if you do what I command you.
I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give to you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The story is told of a young man who was preparing for ordination into the priesthood, and before that he had to do an internship, a year-long internship, which is usually normal for every diocese to do that. So at the last Mass he was saying his goodbyes, and of course, one of the parishioners, she was not really happy about him leaving. So when she was saying his goodbyes, she was crying. And he knew why. So he told her, "Don't worry, the diocese will send someone again who will be even better than me." And she started crying even more and said to him, "You always say that, but every year it gets worse and worse." Agape. Agape is the kind of love that, of course, every congregation is invited to have. And the Gospel of St. John was written in Greek, and Greek language has different words for love. Eros, agape. Eros is more physical love. Agape is the kind of love that is an attitude, an act of free will. And that's the kind of love that Jesus talked about. Yes, both are God's gift, but Jesus was encouraging to have the agape type of love for his followers. That's the kind of love, he said, that he shares with his Father. And he said, with the same love, he loves those around him, especially the disciples. So we see now how the apostles and the other the disciples and friends of Jesus, how they translated that love into their life. Peter, in the first reading, was in the house of Cornelius. And of course, Cornelius was a Jew, not a Jew. He was a Roman soldier, a centurion. So he was, in a sense, hesitant to go because a Jew was not allowed to enter the house, a pagan house, house of a Gentile. But before that, before this reading, there is a passage where Peter has a vision. He sees this huge sheet coming down from the sky, and on the sheet there are different types of animals, some clean, some unclean, in the Jewish customs or culture. So he says, I will not touch the unclean animals. And God tells him, do not call unclean what I offer you. So he understood that this vision was not about animals, him eating animals, but about people who were trying to enter the church, who were trying to follow Jesus. And of course, some of them were Gentiles. So the early church had to decide, what do we do with them? Do we ask them to become Jews first and then Christians? Or do we allow them just be baptized and be Christians? So of course, they decided offer them the path. No, just be baptized. Follow the new rules. You don't have to adopt Jewish customs. But they were asked to be respectful of those Jews who became Christians and who still wanted to follow certain Jewish customs and laws. So that was the agape type of love that the early Christian community lived. And because they did, they grew in numbers. And they were spreading throughout the world. So that's why in the second reading and in the Gospel reading, we hear the word love frequently, agape. 18 times we hear it. So again, we must remember, what is Jesus talking about? What kind of love he's talking about? That he's saying that a person with true love will lay down their life for another. I'm sure many of you who are parents would lay down your life for your child, especially when they're sick or something is happening, that you would gladly exchange your place with them. And of course, we know that Jesus many times practiced tough love when he had to correct people. To his best friend, or one of the best friends, Peter, said, "Get behind me, Satan." You will recall the story when Jesus was talking about him suffering on the and dying on the cross. Peter said, "Lord, this should not happen to you." Jesus showed the agape type of love by saying, "No, get behind me, Satan." When the apostles were arguing about who is the greatest, he told them, the one who serves all, who becomes a slave of all, is the greatest. When he talked about the people drinking his blood and eating his body, many of them left. Yet Jesus stayed on the course and said what he needed to say. Then in the Old Testament, we know Job, the story of Job, how much he loved God and yet how much he suffered. So again, we see that sometimes God practices tough love. Jesus threw out the money changers from the temple when they were doing things that were not supposed to be happening in the temple. So sometimes love has to be tough. Perhaps you will recall the story from last Sunday's gospel, pruning the branches so they can bring more fruit. Again, that's how we do it, how that love grows within us. And today we did the crowning of the statue of the Blessed Mother, of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Why? Because in her we see true love being made visible, the best disciple and follower of Jesus. We do it in May. Why? Because in May, when we look around, we see nature awakening after a long winter sleep. Mary encourages us to grow, to awaken, and be more faithful followers of Christ. So we are not putting her on the pedestal. She doesn't want that. We are we are in front of her to look at her as the true model of discipleship, of what it means to be a person of love, of agape. And of course, if we do that, that we will fulfill her wish, which is nothing more than what she said at the wedding in Cana when they ran out of wine. She said to the servers, do whatever Jesus tells you. Not what you like to hear, and only certain things. Do whatever Jesus tells you. That's true love. And we know how it can be accomplished. We know that sometimes, as I said, it can be very painful. There is a true story of a famous French painter, Renoir. He lived towards the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century. And towards the end of his career, he was crippled with arthritis. His hands were disfigured. He could hardly hold the brush. His spine was disfigured too. And he had to bend over, and his students actually had to move him from one side of the painting to the other so he could continue painting. And sometimes he struggled so much that there was perspiration on his face, and a sweat was dripping on the floor. So one of his students, Matisse, who also is a famous painter, told him, Master, why do you put yourself through this suffering? Why do you put yourself through all this pain? And he looked at him and said, my friend, pain passes, but the beauty remains. Great reminder. The pain of sometimes loving someone will pass, but the beauty of loving will remain. That's the case with Jesus. We know how much he paid for his love for us, but that love still remains in us. So does not pass, let the opportunity to pass, to love one another pass us by. Because we know when we do that, the love of God is made visible. And let us remember that simplest definition, but the most beautiful definition that John gives us. Who is God, or what is God? God is love. And so are the people who truly love him, who follow his son.
Thanks for listening to this week's service. To stay up to date on the latest news involving our parish, please visit our website at goodshepherd-sc.org.